Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. Here we are for another lesson and another journey to the profound ocean of this spiritual insight. This is Mujtaba Farzaneh, your host for today's episode. The blessed month of Sha'ban is coming to its end, and it is our second to last episode in this month. The final part of this segment of the dua has two main concepts that we are going to cover in these two episodes. Let's open our hearts and listen to today's segment of the Munajat. I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
Ilahi, aqimni fi ahli wilayatak, muqama man raja ziyadata min mahabbatak. Ilahi, وألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, place me among those who show servitude to you, the position of those who consistently hope to increase your love. My Lord, please inspire me with a mounting passion for your remembrance and with an enthusiasm for the refreshing resort to your names and the station of your holiness. As I promised earlier in the show, we are going to talk about the last two concepts of this part of the dua, which are zikr and the grand names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in this episode, we aim to clarify what zikr means and how to develop the sense of Allah's remembrance within us. If we compare these two verses of the dua, we understand that in the first verse, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exalt us to a level on which we can enter Allah's wilaya. And in the second verse, He Himself is showing us the way. If you want to elevate yourself to get under my wilaya, you have to remember me. You have to keep doing my zikr. But what's the meaning of zikrullah? Does it mean we have to hold to prayer beads all the time and repeat famous azkar, like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, or something else? We have to bear in mind that we have two types of dhikr, jali and khafi, or in other words, dhikr by the tongue or dhikr by the heart. The first one is considered the initial step of God's remembrance, where one is mentioning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the tongue. Dhikr by the heart, on the other hand, is the one who practices God's remembrance by the heart and considers him in private and in public as present and watchful. Such person avoids doing any action which may be against his consent. Dhikr by the heart is considered the highest level of zikr. With all the above being said, we hope we can seize our moments in this blessed month and continue zikrullah in the sacred month of Ramadan. Now let's talk about some of the obstacles that keep us away from zikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to our religious sources, arrogance can make us distant from God. In chapter A'raf, we read, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهِ. God asks Shaitan, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you? He responded that I'm better than Adam. It is obvious that self-centeredness and pride prevents a true believer from zikrullah. Another obstacle mentioned in chapter Munafiqeen, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not let your possessions and children deceive you from remembrance of Allah. We have to acknowledge that whatever we have and we earned in life comes directly from the Lord of the universe. We shouldn't lose concentration and become heedless of their source. I feel that's enough for the obstacles. Let's take a short break and come back to wrap up this episode.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Before we say goodbye to you, I wish to mention some of the fruits of God remembrance in a nutshell. In the midst of this modern world where depression and anxiety rank first on the list of human problems, the noble Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. All the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. The second fruit is that if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to remember us. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. One might raise a question that what would be the benefits of God remembering us? The answer is obvious. The least it can do for us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us and forgives our sins and elevates us on His path of servitude. Redemption, insight, and a flourishing intellect are also mentioned among the limitless fruits of dhikrullah. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to remember Him in every step of our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban wal'alam yigillak ahibak ya Sha'ban. Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban شعبان بجمالك جلالك سهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.